Okay, we're recording.
Yay!
Hi, Katrina.
Hi, Seth.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Katrina.
I have a really important question for you at the very beginning of the show.
Okay, what?
Oh, hold on, everything's slow. Here it is, you ready? Question for you, you ready?
No.
Hello, hiya!
That's not a question.
Yeah, that's yeah. How you are. How are you?
Hello, hiya!
I thought we were going to be more serious.
Hello,
this episode.
Hello,
not like a serious start.
Hello,
that actually,
hello,
that's actually me. That sounds better than I thought it would.
Hello,
your horse noise and your hello, how are you are the exact same length.
Hello, 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 hello.
Okay, Seth Niemans,
yeah,
stop.
Hello, hiya!
There's nothing you can do to make that not funny.
No.
It's amazing.
I at least find that better than the horse.
I don't know why we're so damn loud, but for some reason we are.
I agree.
It's okay. I made us quiet.
Yay.
Yay. Look, my Apple Store is stocked.
Yay. You're
what?
On your phone.
I didn't
understand.
Oh,
you're on your phone.
I didn't understand. You were like, hey, look, I'm not.
I haven't played my Tiny Tower in like 3 days. I'm doing what is basically a cleansing binge from my tower by only stocking the big items and only having those ready. And so then I can go through the list and just like stock them all and it'll be badass. Chris is just jealous because she doesn't have as awesome of a tower as I do.
I don't think Chris sure. really cares.
Oh, she cares. No. She says she doesn't. Look at her eyes. Her eyes says that she cares. See?
Yeah, you're right.
She cares. It
she,
totally
she
bothers
She hides
her.
It well, but it's the eyes.
Yeah. We know, because she's on her tower like every day. Like the fact that I can go 2 days without even touching my tower and have a better tower than her, you know, makes her really angry in her soul somewhere.
Yeah, I care so much.
See? She does. She cares.
Totally.
So, Katrina, how was your meeting?
It was all right.
What'd you talk about?
Stuff.
Not pregnant, right? Came back negative.
Right.
Okay.
That's so, exactly what
family That's planner good. Is
At
who you're meeting with.
It's a negative now. Call. Ooh, dun dun dun. What does that mean?
It means that you just had an abortion.
Thank you.
That's what that means.
I actually don't believe in them, but yes, that actually wasn't what I was insinuating.
Yes, that actually wasn't what I was insinuating.
It was what I was insinuating.
She did say it wasn't, didn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, she said
I wasn't. Say and I type very, very awful. I know, it's okay.
I say and I type.
She's
very,
turning
very
into Shay.
No, as in like, because I've had a conversation
the
with
best
you.
Grammar
Shut
ever.
Up! I had a conversation with you yesterday about how bad I type.
Yes.
And then today I was texting Chris and I kept forgetting like S's on my words because I get so fast.
Yeah,
and I just want to hit send.
Typing easy, you typed me east.
And then you said the word twice.
Yeah, you said the text twice.
Whatever. I get focused on typing too fast and then I forget where I'm at and I just blah, 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 blah.
Well, it must have been an important meeting because you're wearing nice clothes.
Not really.
Usually you wear like sweatpants and a wife
That's
beater.
Just because since I had my meeting, I didn't have time to change into sweats and stuff.
Yeah. So you're wearing nice clothes. So it must have been
it's
an important meeting.
No, no, no.
With
it's
the
just,
president of the school,
no,
right?
No, 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 no. It's just the fact that I didn't actually get to change since I had a
this
meeting.
Is this what you wear to class?
This is what I wore all day today. And if you'd seen me today, you would have known.
I am seeing you right now, and now I know.
I meant like this morning when we were at work. Work sucked!
Why? What was wrong with work?
My partner didn't show up, and the boxes kept piling up, and they were as tall as me, and they
that
were big
bitch.
Orders! And then they came over like, this one's a rush order. I'm like, I leave in an hour. I'm not going to get that done.
But it was a rush order.
But I leave in an hour.
You had to rush to get it
done. It was a huge order.
Rush, 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 rush.
It wasn't going to get done. I was just forewarning them, hey, you should probably give it to someone else because I leave in an hour and I wouldn't know where to take it.
So what does your partner do? Like the same thing you do? So you just split the workload?
It's the fact that she's there all day, whereas I'm only there for 4 hours. And
gotcha.
So she didn't show up today.
Gotcha.
That was at work.
That's what was she doing? Being sick?
I guess. I don't know. I don't have her number. I don't have her.
What a jerk. You mean to go back and slap her tomorrow afternoon?
Yes.
Just for no reason, just walk and slap her and then just
yes.
walk off into
yes.
the distance?
Yes.
Okay, I'll do that
yes.
for you.
Okay.
I won't.
Thank you.
You're
I know.
And your bag isn't here yet. I checked again.
I know, but I was about to ask Chris to ask you if my bag was in yet, but I remember we had this conversation yesterday about how, nope, it's not going to be in for another week.
Yeah, I'm basically going to tell you it's not in until show day, so like it won't be until Monday at least, and then it won't be until Wednesday, and then it won't be until Monday, because I have to give it to you.
No, you're not. You're supposed to let me pick it up myself and show me where the pickup wall is and let
I'll
me
show
be
you
independent.
That. It's really easy to get to the pickup wall. It's like 10 feet from where you are.
Okay.
It's just through the plastic curtains.
Side note.
Yes.
You don't really go back there very much, but in my department, when I walk in there in the morning. Okay. So it's
okay.
Oh, it's gross. It smells like
poo.
It smells like a shit ton of fabric. I guess I said shit because I can say that it's a boner show.
You can.
So there was a shit ton of fabric and a shit ton of nasty, nasty body odor. Nasty, nasty body odor.
Saying the third shifters may not have the best hygiene. Is that what you're implying?
Yes. And it's the fact that like you're walking in, you're like it's nice and cold outside. You walk through the little cafeteria aisle thingamajigger. Yeah. You walk through the doorway and you're in the warehouse. No big deal. You walk through the doorway into where the single heads are. You know the machines that actually write the stuff on
this.
Whatever. I'm explaining for other people.
Yes.
You walk through this doorway and there's no
Crystal
like,
doesn't
and,
understand.
And these doors aren't even.
I don't, what you
these
about?
Doors are inexistent. They're just doorways. You walk through this inexistent door and it's like.
And it's, like, it's a wall of stink that just wafts
just like,
in the air.
I'm just
where
like,
you
let
are.
Me get back in my corner and I can breathe again. Let me get back in my corner and I can breathe again. Let me get back in my corner and I can breathe again.
I'm just sad that you started work like a week after you started, or a week, the week you started, because the week before you started, the sewer backed up in the warehouse and they had let everybody in your like embroidery area where you are go because it smelled so much like poop that people like were throwing up.
That makes sense. Well, I'm glad I didn't work that week. Who wants
I was
to work
sad.
A week and not work it? I want to get paid. That's why I'm working.
I'm sure they got paid time off.
No. Well,
I mean, it
not.
Can't be their fault that poop happens.
Yeah. Shit happens.
Shit does happen, especially in the warehouse when people really got to go because you really got to go. I like how having this pressure of actually starting the show. We used to do this all the time on Seth and Colby. Like, everything that we did before we played, like, the official jingle was off the record. We could do whatever we wanted. It wouldn't count. Like, I know that doesn't make sense, but it does.
Okay. So I half understand what
like,
you're
like, we
saying.
Don't have to worry about the quality of this part because
oh,
we
yeah.
actually haven't started the show, so we can just talk about work. Which, by the
Which
way, I think is detrimental to our show.
Probably.
We just get together now and complain about work.
It's because we never see each other outside of the show.
The life of making apparel, which no one can relate to at all.
Unless they worked with us.
Or in a sweatshop.
Yeah, sweatshop. I've thought that many times.
All of our like... Indonesian people listen, love the can understand it making those Nikes.
Yeah. Okay, so let's focus on something people will actually like.
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
not
I...
possible. Not with us.
Okay, not like, but it can at least listen a
Jeff
little more
is coming on Monday.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I talked to him today. He listened to the show, and he's like, so can I really come on Monday? And I was like, I totally forgot, but yes. Like, and I've talked to him like two or three times since, and I just completely forgot that I was supposed to be him
coming.
On the show. Not be him, but invite him to be. I'm going to appear as Jeff.
So now I have to clean, so yeah. It looks nice.
Yes, and I have to buy new things for the studio so we look more fancy. So you're going to come in and it's going to be like steel plated on the walls.
Oh, no, I don't believe that.
There's going to be boom mics that lower down from the ceiling.
My life!
Okay.
Fuck!
What? What about steel walls reminded you of something horrible?
Yeah.
Were you beat as a child?
It was the fact of your wall.
Okay.
I made a deal with Chris. A verbal agreement with Chris.
Oh.
That I was so freaking tired, I didn't even think about it. So I made the deal with Chris today, i.e. I made it with her on Tuesday for Wednesday's show, that before Wednesday's show, I would
Jesus,
pick
my
up
ears
my...
are bleeding. What's happening?
I would pick up my K-State football signed by Bill Snyder
today. Oh, yes.
Today.
I've been
and
reminding
she has
her.
It. So...
I told her I would do
I get
it when
to
I got...
her.
I told her when I get out of class at 4, I would do that. And I got out of class at 4, and I went home and passed out.
All that drinking and philosophy.
Actually, I ate, and then I slept for a half an hour. And
gotcha.
Then I went to my meeting, and then I forgot.
Gotcha.
Very nice.
So it was like, are you going to get the money in time? The mobsters that you met with, they going to give
know.
You the vig? Or?
I don't know.
She
I
might
hope so.
Be dead by next Monday.
Cement shoes, huh?
I know.
It's rough. Happened to me once. Luckily, I'm so buoyant it didn't work.
Buoyant.
They threw me in, and I went about halfway down, and then... The pressure equalized, and I just floated back up to the top, and they actually made really good flippers, so I made it back to land really quickly. It was great.
That's fabulous.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
You mean also, when I'm making the studio better, oops, just flip the button on it. Would you like me to get you a cot of some kind so you could lounge more
no,
freely?
I do this all the time. I just did it on Monday.
I would like a better chair.
I like this chair, and yes, I agree. You should get.
That's true. We got to get something really ergonomic for Jeff to sit in, and then since it's probably let's buy like a $500 chair, and then we'll take it back.
Dude, I know what you should do. You should steal. No, you should borrow one of the sweet new chairs that K-State has. The like, okay, they're
I
not
have not sat in any of these
they're
sweet
not,
new chairs.
They're not new. Okay, they're not that nice, but I like.
They're not
them.
Those crappy ones in the library, are they?
Yes.
The ones in front of the computer.
Yes.
With the plastic buttons on them.
Yes.
Those chairs thought they looked so comfortable, and then I sat in one, and they weren't cushions.
I think they are comfy. Just
I
not
want
in
them,
shorts.
I want the tiny little dots on them to be cushions, and then you sit in them, and they massage you as you sit.
Well,
that's what I
want. Find
wanted.
That.
Okay.
And then, no,
Dave
no, instead, what you should do is you should go to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Okay.
And get me a massaging cushion.
No, you, I want one of those.
I do, too.
You don't get any. Your name's not on the show.
I want one just for, like, regular use.
She just wants to sit in and watch TV.
I.e. her birthday or anniversary that have both passed.
Those have both passed.
So Christmas.
No, not Christmas. You don't get a Christmas present this year because you're not going to be with me.
Just I will.
Nope, you're going to go see your parents.
In South Carolina.
Or Boo. Wichita, wherever they live.
Yeah, yeah, touche. Yeah. If they move.
If they ever move, which I hope
dun,
they do.
Dun, dun.
Yeah, really. Your parents are never going to move. Oh, there's three tones.
The last one is not quite just as ends. Menacing.
There's like no fade out or anything. end of thing. So, maybe we should start.
Yeah.
I've got some stuff on the record that I guess we can talk about. Anything else you want to get out of the way?
Not right now, but there's stuff I want to talk about.
Okay, so we're ready for actual quality.
Yup.
Is that what we're saying? We're ready for the quality?
We're halfway ready for quality.
Okay. All right. That's good enough for our show.
Exactly.
Live from Duo Studios in Manhattan, Kansas, this is Life with your hosts, Seth Neiman, Katrina Abbott, and Chris Harlan. You used to get it in your fishnets,
now you only get it in your night dress. Thank you, Charles, and thank you, school and work, for making this bonus show incredibly inconvenient to our lives.
Agreed.
And no thank you to everyone who doesn't buy it, because we're here for you. We changed our lives. Katrina ruined Snooki time, and I could be playing PS3.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're here to record this
for you guys.
Record all this crap for you.
To listen.
How dare you?
And then return the favor by paying us.
Yes. Yes. If you bought this, thank you. We'll try to be funny so you can continue to buy it.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen. Remember, this is gonna be a serious show.
Yeah. I have to actually go back and check the logs and see if anyone repeats buying a bonus. They might only just buy one and then never
and
buy
then
again.
Stop.
There is that possibility. Yeah. Anyway, this week, like Katrina said, we're going to get a little deep. We're going to talk about love.
The L word.
And like how Katrina loves horses.
And cows.
And Chris loves ice cream. And
Seth.
Love all the other random crap that you expect.
Just like Seth loves his computer, and
now
his PS3.
And
work, but not in that order. It'd be work, computer, PS3.
And then Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down there on the list.
See,
at least she knows her place.
Work, computer, PS3, basketball.
I was right about that. Oh, I forgot about basketball.
Sports.
K-State. And then Chris. Oh, speaking of which.
Darkness.
I do not want to get into this, okay?
Yes.
But just a little touch base. You know,
you're going to talk about it, but you don't want to get into
you know
it.
Your emo rant. This is what
yes.
I mean. I don't want to get into
yes.
it. I saw an emo t-shirt at Walgreens 2 days ago.
That doesn't shock me.
I thought it was cool that
Walgreens
it was
is like totally just boosting like on in on the whole outroar
okay,
rage.
Anyway.
I don't think I said any words correctly.
That's
no.
okay.
And that entire
I wasn't
sentence.
Listening.
Yes. So anyway, we're going to talk about some serious love topics, and I also want to talk about how we're going to make the studio look good for our incoming guests.
Yeah. Okay.
So we got to be fancy. Pretend fancy for very little money.
For an hour.
Yeah.
Hour
just
and a half.
We only got to keep up the ruse for an hour.
Yep, we can do it.
Yes. And then
I'm going to laugh if, like, at the end of the show, whatever we end up doing, like, starts falling off the wall or starts, like, coming undone. Like,
it'll be okay as long as whatever falls crushes and kills Jeff so he doesn't remember.
Fair enough.
That would be okay with me. And then we'll just hide his body in a creek somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds good.
Sounds good.
So.
Yes.
Katrina.
Yes.
Love.
No, okay, what this was originally supposed to talk about is my roommate.
Yes, you had a reason behind this whole love topic, and it wasn't you.
I had several reasons behind this topic. My roommate recently got dumped. Hard, hard, hard. Yes. She is one that swore off relationships and just ultimately fell head over heels for this kid. Didn't, you know, I wouldn't say love because she's, you know, not really ready for that yet. But they dated for 2 months, like, in Arkansas. It was not exclusive, but like basically they're dating. They get back here and they make it official.
That was for Arkansas, not for Sarah.
I know.
It's a hillbilly
and then,
place.
I know. And then they get back here and they make it official and they dated for two more months. And then out of nowhere, he's just like,
yeah. I've never been too good at that whole make it official thing. Like, I think in every relationship I've ever been in, there's always been a point where like, so are we dating? And then the girl is like, yeah. And I'm like, cool.
I'm usually the one that like, if there's a fuzzy line, I'm like, okay, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
Or I question.
I'm
like
not that
do.
Way. I just assume that when I'm touching your boobs, we're dating. That's what I assume. But I probably shouldn't
but
assume.
But you know
that,
when you assume, you make an ass out of yourself, and you make an ass out of you and me.
You just butchered that.
I know.
Oh God. I'm gonna need to start keeping a list.
Shut
I
up.
Really do.
I knew how to say that
Katrina,
before.
We can sell a book called Katrina-isms, and it's just like it's one of those pocketbooks, and like every page it just has one of your quotes. You shouldn't assume because it makes an ass out of you. And out of you and me. Don't assume like an ass, you and me. Don't assume.
I love how Katrina goes like bright red when she laughs.
I don't know how we're going to spell that one on the page, though.
Hello, hiya!
Whatever.
So is this how you're going to dress when Jeff gets here?
I don't know. We'll see when Monday comes how I dress.
Am I still supposed to remind you?
Maybe. That'd be nice.
You can't remember the football. We probably should remind you. Yeah. You sure you don't want to go and...
My days are really long. Like, Chris texted me, and I was like, oh, yeah. And I was going to tell her, like, you should remind me at 4. Because she texted... Well, I don't even know what time you texted me, and I was like...
I texted you this morning. I should have texted you at 4, but I forgot.
See.
I was going to remind her on the way home, but it was after 5, so...
I was sleeping, but it still would have been nice because it's open till 5:30.
Oh,
no.
I didn't know
well,
that.
You told us 5.
Well, it was actually like 5:15.
I didn't know.
Anyway,
I emailed them and
late.
Asked them. They said 5:30.
Gotcha.
Slackers.
Yeah. It took them a week to
they
respond.
They just like mail you the football.
I know, right?
Yeah. That would be way easier.
Like, it's not like they're going to give it to someone else after a certain amount of time. They just mail it to you. It's poo. Anyway, love.
Love.
We're talking about love.
Yes.
So that was one of the reasons. What was another reason?
Well, it's something that's kind of been prying at me for a while, like how everyone defines love differently.
Okay.
And so I was mainly going to ask you guys, like, how did you know you were in love or, like, what your criteria for love is or was or would be?
I don't know. I don't know if I've ever defined love before. I think love would be something that I care about more than something else I care about. Like, if I love work and I care about something more than I love work, then... I think I base everything off of work. So, like, if I enjoy something more than work, I love it because it's kind of messed up a little bit. But I think okay. Thinking about it, I think that's probably what I do. So, like, and love isn't really permanent for me, it feels like. So, because, like, I love PS3 right now, but in a month, I probably won't ever play the thing again. It's like I love my Wii for 3 weeks, and now I hate it.
Okay, so Chris.
So maybe there's two types of love that I experience.
The love of things.
Because Chris isn't really like an object that I can play. She has buttons.
I was going to say, you can play.
Yeah. But it's not really like, I can't just like get bored of her because she reminds me that she's there. Yeah, the PS3 doesn't annoy me when I don't acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's not going to annoy you because you lost a bet.
I know. At least I owned up to it.
For how long is she allowed to annoy you for?
We hadn't decided that. We didn't actually go into the specs.
Today,
we just knew
that
she would get to torture
maybe
me.
Until she gets the football.
That would make more sense.
Oh, Jesus.
I hate
be
to
horrible.
Say this, but might make me get it pretty fast. But they're open every day till 5:30, so I just have to get it tomorrow.
Even on Saturday?
They said every day, so that would mean even Sunday.
Weird.
Well, I know. I didn't believe that.
We'll remind you, if you haven't got it tomorrow at the pumpkin patch, living hell.
Oh, God damn that fucking pumpkin patch.
Pumpkin patch.
I keep thinking about the goddamn pumpkin patch. I don't want to go.
You have to go.
I don't want to go.
It's okay. I haven't even told TJ yet. I'm just going to be like, hey, what are you doing tomorrow? Because I've got plans. You're coming with.
What if he says no?
I'll be like, too bad it's at 6. You can go out with your boys later.
What if he says no?
I'll be like, too bad I already made plans.
Are we going at 6?
You shouldn't say too bad. Say okay. You don't have to go.
No.
So you set a good girlfriend precedent. So if you're a good girlfriend, then maybe she'll be a good girlfriend, and then I won't have to go.
I am a good girlfriend.
And then you two can just go enjoy the goddamn pumpkins by yourself.
No. It's Yeah.
What is the deal with the pumpkin patch? Why is it so awesome?
It's fun.
Pumpkins. It's just fucking pumpkins.
I haven't gone since.
What do you do with the pumpkin patch? I've never been. What do you do?
There's an arts and crafts fair.
So you look at straw shit.
And you pick out pumpkins that you want to do stuff with, and you take cute pictures.
Remind me to look cute tomorrow.
Okay, I'll text you and be like,
tomorrow afternoon. I'm not getting dressed for class tomorrow. It's, Friday. I was going to come up with a sweet adjective, but all I got was fucked up Friday. But I'm like, I'm not going to be fucked up. I'm just going to be fucking tired.
Friday.
Thank you.
That's going to be good for the book. It'll be, and then like 50 F's Friday.
So, I'm going to need you to come in on Friday.
Oh, Chris, do you understand that reference? No.
No. God damn. Over the head. I'm glad you got it, though.
Well, of course. I'm into pop culture, as the kids would say.
So, I'm going to need you to come in on Saturday.
I feel like I should know this. Yeah, you should.
You should.
It's only like one of the most famous movies ever.
What movie?
And that's also, I think, one of the most quoted things ever. What'd she say?
Office Space.
Okay. It sounded like he said Zipowitz over here. So.
Zipowitz?
That you're like,
the F is that?
Zipowitz.
Like, that's because I was like, the Office Space.
Oh.
Because I was like, that's the TV show, and I knew that wasn't right.
Yes. I thought you said Zipowitz.
Zipowitz.
Because that makes sense. You should just make that the title of the show. Zipowitz.
I don't really have show titles, but if I did, I would make it that.
Whatever.
Just put Zipowitz in the...
We could start naming the shows if you wanted, but we'd have to think of one every day, and we have trouble thinking of a skit.
No, it's more
just
fun, like...
Just put Zipowitz in the show description.
Just have it be an extra. Like, you know, we randomly do skits now, and then randomly have a title, and it's just going to add to the randomness of life.
Well, like, the Mike O'Mara show, they do their numbers.
I don't care. We're not the Mike O'Mara show.
And they name, like,
we're
something
our own
after
fucking
it.
Show.
So, like... It's funny.
I don't care.
They're like 556 caliber gun because it's episode 556.
Yeah.
It's funny, but we couldn't do that.
We could do that with 45.
They do a daily show.
Yeah, no.
So, there
we
you
can't
go.
Do that.
Yeah. I'm hoping my master plan is to get Jeff over here and then we can do a show. And then me and you can do a show. Maybe the master plan
the
is that
doesn't approve.
We eventually like you and Chris go off and do a girl show and me and Jeff do a good one.
So nice.
I'm not okay with that.
Well, you're leaving anyway. I got to start training your replacement.
Whatever. Your girl show was your like number one bestseller.
That was half accurate. Yes, my girl show in the past was my number one most downloaded.
Downloaded.
However,
whatever.
In shows that's made me money, my man show was definitely the best.
Well, my man show.
My man show.
Let me do man things.
I'm manly. Look at boobies. Look at the jiggle.
Let's go play.
With boobies. Yeah.
And dirt.
Actually, you know, I think that me and Colby, the thing about men shows is that they usually turn out to be more gay than they do about women.
Probably.
Like,
true.
I think I've said boobies on this episode more than I've ever said it in a Seth and Colby episode, because all we do is talk about food and how tired we are.
But that's also, like, the age. Like, wasn't Colby, well, like, I mean, granted, he was going through puberty, but he was also
Katrina, 16-year-old boys are hornier than any other person on the planet. They'd fuck like empty holes in walls. Like, that hole looks fuckable, and they just get up on it. It's like, there's nothing else on their mind.
Okay.
It's true.
You would know.
I would. I've been
clearly.
A 16-year-old boy before.
I've not.
Also, I found this really awesome thing today. There's
oh,
a hole
God,
in my
don't
pants.
Say
I know. I was going to say
that.
You look like you scratched yourself
don't.
Over there. What's wrong?
It's great. I can like do like, it without like reaching into my pants.
It's like a small boy that just discovers his penis. It's like,
it's amazing because now I can have conversations like, you don't know that I'm touching my balls.
Oh, I can.
You
I
don't
do.
Know.
I
don't
do
know.
Know. I do
don't
know.
Think he needs to buy new pants if he has a hole where he can adjust his balls.
I can just stick my pinky in there. And
that's so wrong.
It's amazing.
I don't want to touch your hand.
I'm going to rip your jeans
gross.
Like I ripped those shorts.
Then I'll have to go to work in my underwear.
That's no, you gross. Have two
you
pairs.
You said
jeans.
That. I said present them. I don't see them anywhere.
Would you like me to go get them right
I
now?
I would love that. She hid my jeans. I know. This is like godsend for her because she said she didn't hide them, but now she's going to go look for them. And she's like, they're in plain sight. Oh, it's amazing. It never turned up. They're in plain sight. What's taking so long? No, let's see. She says, denim. Let's see, fresh denim here. Okay, Wrangler. I believe these have the rip pocket.
Because a rip pocket is so much worse.
It's
a hole in your crotch.
It's noticeable. The crotch hole isn't noticeable. Well, these look actually pretty nice. don't know why I stopped wearing these, to be honest with you. Are they not going to fit? Are they not my size? No, they're my size. Okay, well, maybe I'll just start wearing these and that'll solve the problem. What are these?
I don't know. They're other jeans.
Maybe I'll stop wearing these because these are black people jeans.
That's a possibility.
Oh, these are the ones that just like fall right off my butt.
Okay, well, you don't need to wear those, but look.
Oh, these are the ones I'm wearing because these look hip. Look like a beast. And
great, he's going to have gangsta jeans.
We look like Kanye West.
These are perfectly acceptable.
I don't know where those jeans came from, to be honest with you. Oh, they've got a ripped shit on the back. See?
They do have rips.
I don't know what I'm doing with my mouth.
That's not that big of a deal, but
yeah, I know.
That's probably like cool now, actually. You have ripped shit. Just like this whole...
Also,
do you not see the jeans I'm wearing? I have a hole there.
Yeah.
I have a hole there in my mom patch.
Don't you wish you could stick your finger though in between your legs and just itch when you need to?
No, because...
Baby, we're just going to go to Dillard's and buy you some new jeans.
I'm not buying new jeans.
I need new clothes.
We should go shopping.
I have no money.
We should go on a remote broadcast with Katrina shopping.
Okay, but I have no money, so...
Well, that's an issue.
People would need to support my habit.
Yes. Give money so Katrina can buy clothes.
Please, I need.
We're the worst at selling our program.
My mom has put two patches in my holy jeans because they're holy jeans. Yes, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
We're doing such a good job of being serious today.
I know, that's what I thought. That's what I'm like. I feel like
you know what's hilarious though is that we're halfway done with the show. Like usually 30 minutes into the show, we're just like, oh my god, is it over? And this time we're not even doing it.
I feel like our serious topic is gonna have to wait because we're neither one of us are in a serious mood. Or we might just have this topic after the show.
We've I got serious. After the after I show. Told you what I thought about love. Chris, go.
We need to make that.
That's how much time I have. So I thought I'd let you two define love. Seth? Go ahead, anytime you're ready.
I would say love is something you can't live without.
Gag.
I need a barf sound effect.
You're so mean.
I love you.
No, you don't.
I do.
You like
can't...
work more than me.
No, I don't.
Whatever.
Really, in my like priorities, it's like radio, and then people, and then work.
That's bull crap.
That's really what it is.
I would agree with that.
Just most people's problems aren't big enough to trump work. Like if your leg was caught in a bear trap, and I was the only person that you could get a hold of, and I was at work, I would leave work to come save you. Now, if you stubbed your big toe, and you need someone to take you to the hospital because you hurts to drive.
You
I'd say, fuck you, I'm at work.
You hurts to drive.
You hurts to drive.
You hurts to drive. I think we traded bodies today. Like, I'm talking like you. Although you did say, when you assume, you ask me. Or something like that.
When you assume, you make it out of you.
You make it ass out of you and me.
And me.
I'm telling you, that's going to be my new project starting like next week. I'm going to listen to all of our shows again and just write down Katrina-isms. And then like 6 months from now, we'll have enough for a book and we're going to sell it.
Can I make a deal?
What?
Make a shirt that says, you hurts to drive. Please.
I will.
You hurts to drive.
I don't even care if people think it's me, but.
Okay. They will.
I know. Are you with cars? Oh, we need to do that.
I haven't even looked to see if we sold any shirts. We need to do that. I know.
Katrina, what is your definition of love?
I don't know.
Yeah, get back on topic.
I'm going to throw something at you.
No, it's fine. I appreciate it. I do. Katrina's got to sit up for the serious time.
If I can focus enough to make it serious, I'm not in the mood anymore.
I'm dwat in the mood.
Shut up.
One day. What the fuck am I doing?
I don't know.
Okay, so the reason why this topic was brought up.
Yes.
Was because I'm trying to decide on what degree I love TJ. I know I love him. But
I thought you were going to be like, what degree I love. And I was like,
I don't know.
Really about
if
college?
If like I'm in love with him, I love him, I'd love.
Well, if I said, are you in love with TJ, what would you say?
I don't know.
I don't know is not an answer.
I want to tell him I love him.
Okay, well, then yes, you are. I mean, that's end of discussion.
Okay.
That's what I would say.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say don't overthink things because overthinking things kills
everything.
You.
Everything.
Yeah.
Well, because if you even have, like, thought
so
about
does
it,
Matthew.
You probably love
fuck you. And your holy crotch.
Holy shit. I'm on fire. Yeah, that was a joke only Colby will understand. And if he's listening to this, he would have just pooped his pants with laughter.
Whatever. I don't care. Speaking of which, you need to show us that thing and explain that thing, that clip.
The My Mercedes?
Yes.
Yes.
I can't do that on the show.
I wasn't asking for it. I said later.
Okay.
Give me a pen.
We'll forget. Yeah, because writing it down about the shirt totally.
What shirt?
It's the biggest fucking note on earth and we didn't remember.
Give me a pen.
There was one right around your thing.
Here, carve it into the paper with these scissors.
I am not doing...
There should be one right
there. Right there, the one I used last time.
Here, squirt it with whiteout.
That's not whiteout.
It's whiteboard whiteout.
It's whiteboard cleaner.
Does it make it white?
I totally misspelled Mercedes, so just deal with it.
My Mercantilates.
She's going to eventually uncover that hand, and I'll see what's underneath. I think she spelled Mercedes with a T.
I think there's a T in there. My Mercedes.
Oh, now she's trying to change it. She's trying to change it.
Watch out for my Mercedes.
Oh no!
She just scribbled it all out.
I don't even know why I played that one. I just missed it. We didn't play it last week. I love how we can hear the pen.
She's just scribbling.
My Mercedes!
Katrina, I think you're good.
I'll still see it. There's no amount of marking she can do that won't let me decipher what it says. The only thing she can do is tear it out and eat it. But now that there's so much ink on it, she'll die from ink poisoning.
Thank you for that.
She's going to die. I'll still see it. I saw it already. It said My Mercedes. Mercetes. My Mercedes. I saw it.
My Mercedes dies. Oh, Katrina.
I hope that next week we look at our search traffic and like Mercedes is one of the search terms. Okay. So now we all define love is enough serious for today. So what the fuck are we going to do about Jeff?
I don't even know who he is.
This is serious to me.
I don't care.
Don't know.
You don't care? We've got to be impressive.
No,
we've
got to
look like
no,
we're an
we
actual
don't.
Studio in here.
No, we don't.
We do,
because
the next day,
no.
On Tuesday, I'm going to be on his show, and my show has to make his show look like a piece of shit.
Well, then you should have just put him on the bonus show so you could see him first. Wouldn't that have been smart?
I am. He's going to be here Monday. I'm going there Tuesday. He's going
to
see this
no,
first.
No, fuck. Listen to me. It would have been smart if you put him on the bonus show, i.e. on Wednesday, so you could have seen his place first and then fixed ours
I know
to make
that
it better.
I know that his place is going to be not as good as ours. But
then why do we need to be even better?
Because I want him to go home and cry about how much better of a broadcaster we are.
Is this not hypocritical? Because just a few days ago when we were talking about the whole double date to the pumpkin patch, and you're all like, no, I don't want to meet other guys because other guys have this concept of how they have to be bigger and better than me, and blah, blah, blah.
That okay, I guess that's true.
Say that.
You got me there.
and guess what?
Well, it's not about like personality. He can be better than me with ladies or whatever. It's about radio. I want to be better at podcasting.
Tomato, tomato. I mean, each person has their...
Okay, that's fine. Then fuck him. I want to be better. I want to be better than that asshole.
Baby, done. We need to get rid of our duct tape table for one.
God damn it. That's true.
And I'll clean all my stuff.
I don't
up.
Worry about the cleaning. The cleaning's going to go away. I mean,
cleaning's gonna go away.
It's going to be clean. Trash go away. trash go gone. Poof. Drive you away or whatever I said earlier.
We should get a cute book thingy. Bookends.
Cute. I want this to look like a radio studio. Have either of you ever been inside a radio studio?
Yes.
No.
Okay, Katrina, thank God. You have a voice of sanity. You've seen a professional setup. First of all, they're dirty, if you haven't noticed that, because that's the way studios are. Also, we've got to do something about like this whole microphone in our hand thing. We've also got to make more room.
You realize we cannot accomplish this in 5 days.
Oh, I can accomplish it in
I like
one
how
day.
Katrina looked at her wrist. Like,
in
5 days.
Two wristbands we can't accomplish. And those are actually Chris's hair ties.
Yes, they are.
You have picked up someone else's hair ties and put them on your hand.
No, this one is hers.
Okay.
This one is mine.
Okay.
Okay.
And I forgot
I did that.
So
she's only stolen one of them.
It's just funny.
Hey, right? You've stolen mine too.
It's true.
I stole your virginity.
I'm pretty sure that one's a no.
Yeah, well, maybe I was talking to the other person.
Pretty sure that one's a yes.
Okay, how did we get on that topic?
You.
Anyway, back to Jeff. So,
so
we got to make it awesome in here. So let me get this. What I'm going to plan to do is on we're going to Lawrence to see Hoyt and Chris's sister. And while we're there, I think we're going to make it like an early lunch.
I'll explain the Hoyt comedy.
And then we'll leave at like 5-ish and go to Kansas City to the Guitar Center. And while we're in Kansas City, I buy some shit. For in here to make it look all professional and shit.
I just love how you're like, we're gonna do this and we're gonna.
I don't know what I'm gonna buy yet.
We're gonna buy some shit.
Well, in all actuality, we have everything we need here to be a radio studio, so there's not anything we can buy to make it better.
I think really just like the chair and the table is all you need.
With mic stands and a MacBook Air. Agreed on the MacBook Air?
We don't have enough money.
A gentleman's agreement.
No.
I want a Mac Mini.
No.
We don't have enough money.
I have enough money.
No.
I'll get enough money on Friday.
Focus on the table.
The
mic stands.
The mic mini's like $700. The table is like nothing compared to that. So obviously I'll get the table.
And chairs.
I don't know. I kind of like the table. It gives it some personality and some flair.
Character.
Like, I don't want to be like a badass. Like,
you can
I don't
want to
be, I don't want to appear disconnected from the gorilla style of podcasting.
Then you should get a table for this side. And that way it also simulates for Chris to have a desk. A legit desk. Since she uses this as a desk.
He won't spend the money.
Of course not, because it's for you. I made it into a purpose. So
I want
more things on my desk. You should get me, your co-host,
yes.
A nice, sweet desk that when I like lean on or bump, it won't like rattle and spill my water on everything.
I need an exact copy of this desk.
Exactly.
They didn't sell this desk anymore.
I didn't think so.
That's a problem.
It is a problem.
eBay, Amazon.
By Monday, though. That's the issue.
Garage sale.
Don't fucking have garage sales in Manhattan. People don't have garages.
Yes, they have garage sales in Manhattan.
No.
All over.
I saw a girl putting up yard signs today.
That's a yard sale.
It's the same thing. We need new chairs.
That's
the number one
you.
Thing we need. Because even this chair I'm sitting in is broken.
I know, I hate
Whitney's
sitting
fat
here.
Ass broke them all. Because she's like a Titanic fatty who's fat.
This girl, Whitney.
She's fat.
One time,
Chris is too nice to say it.
She broke this chair.
I actually have exclusive audio of that happening. It's incredible.
And I stand on the chair to help them hang something for their other show, Beautiful Monsters. And they go, wait, that chair's broken. You're going to fall.
Yes.
Like after I stood on it for like 5 minutes. So
what's that paper for?
Albums. Our bonus show we never did.
Oh, yeah, we never did that. We still need to do that sometime.
That's not going to happen.
It will eventually.
Soon. Eventually.
Eventually.
That's why I said soon.
That, you did. You appended that during the middle of my sentence.
I know. I do that a lot.
Like, you're wrong, and in the middle of me saying you're wrong, you append the right answer.
My wrist is itchy.
Itch that wrist.
I have Lane Chris's hair tie.
I think we need to get mic stands so we can actually...
I like the mic stand.
Pull mics down.
Yeah.
However, if we have a mic stand, then I can't lounge. No. And I feel like if you're getting stuff for the studio, shouldn't you just get a camera so we can do live shows and then...
I need a computer to do that.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
That's
okay,
the
so
problem.
MacBook Mini
we can't
first.
Do we can't do live shows or phone calls until we have a Mac Mini.
Well, then Mac Mini's going to have to wait till next paycheck.
Why?
Because we're focusing on impressing What's-His-Face.
Yeah, I know.
MacBook Mini would impress What's-His-Face.
Pretty impressive. Especially if I'm like, I bought this just yesterday for no
I
reason.
I love.
He might think I'm a total dick, though, if I just start rubbing all my new money in his face.
Probably. That's true. You have to watch that.
Yeah, I haven't told anyone I impulse bought a PS3 yet. So.
That's probably good. Yeah. Let them think you've had it for a while.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to tell them I own it. I'm going to make sure they think I'm destitute forever. Until you get more raises.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good plan. Good man.
I'm so poor. How much money do you make? $150 an hour. That's not really what I make.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, if it did, that'd be pretty awesome, though. I'd That's buy you new clothes if I made that much money.
Really?
Yeah, I would.
You can be my sugar uncle.
Sugar
Why do I have to be your uncle? Can't I be like your sugar... I was about to say niece, and then I...
Seth doesn't understand family relationship.
No, I don't. I'm really horrible with
He doesn't know what a niece is.
I didn't know
nephew.
Niece was a girl, though.
Very good.
I didn't know that Office Space was a movie, however.
That's totally unrelated, but I accept that and raise you.
He's saying that... He's smarter than me because he knew that,
know.
Even though
I
know what
I knew what he was getting
was.
At.
That's all I ever get at. I said, I'm better than you. Yes. So. I think I actually have a wish list.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we had one on Google
I believe
for a
I
while.
Still do.
I just
Docs.
Haven't.
Google.com. Yeah. Studio needs.
That would probably be it.
Let's click this hoe.
No, I don't think that's it.
Am I sharing this with you?
Nope. Yep. Yep. Because it's in my email.
Nope. Yep. Yep.
Dated 46 days ago.
No was my initial response to everything anymore.
Here's what we need.
Just like, no.
Here's what we need. This, I think I actually have these in like in order of priority.
Okay.
Headphone amp. This is what I actually need. I don't know what she was doing with her hand.
I need headphones.
She needs new headphones.
This headphone amp is...
I know it's not a headphone, but I get it.
No, it is. It's, how much is this thingy? It's $65.
That's not bad.
And it comes with four headphones that are like these.
Yeah, that's not bad at all for four.
And what it is, it's like it's a little box that plugs into where our headphones plug in now. And then we would just turn the volume on that all the way up. And then... each one of us has our own individual volume. So I can, like, crank mine up all the way. You can have yours at a comfortable volume. You can have headphones, and Jeff can have headphones.
That would be nice. That should be what we buy.
I agree.
Done.
But it's sold at Guitar Center.
It's sold out at Guitar Center?
No, it's sold at Guitar Center.
Oh, gotcha.
So we'd have to go to Kansas City.
Is there a Guitar Center in Lawrence? Do we know?
I would be shocked.
What about Topeka?
Maybe.
And
but then I have to go in Topeka, and Topeka scares me.
Why?
Because black people live there.
It's on our way back.
Like Kansas City doesn't scare you?
No, there's lots of white people there. I watch the news.
Like suburbs of Kansas
City. I watch the news.
Although Kansas City lost their teaching accreditation. No one cares.
Topeka.
And there's actually at least two schools I know that closed down this year. Yep.
Supersonic Music, Stream Music and Sound. Nope, there is no Guitar Center.
Is there a way you can order the... Nope, because I won't...
It won't get here by Monday.
I realize this that. This is the issue. Sentence.
See, if I would have remembered to tell him on Monday, he would have had time for this.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Store locator. Oh, they re-upped their site. They changed the look of it.
Crazy.
I had to agree. This is craziness.
Type in like...
Oh, okay. I was really confused. Like, it defaulted to Manhattan, and I was like... there's not one in Manhattan. And then I realized it was Manhattan, New York. Gotcha. Put in my zip code. Let's see where we're close. Two O's. I said search. Okay. Wichita is the closest.
Wrong direction.
Then yeah. Omaha, Nebraska.
Well, I guess it's not the wrong direction.
Okay. Overland Park. There's one.
Okay.
That's the one we'd probably end up going
to. Probably.
And then, there's not a lot more. Really, the ones closest to us. Wichita, Omaha, Overland Park. Independence, Tulsa, Des Moines, Oklahoma City, Fayetteville, Arkansas, South Springfield, Missouri, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Iowa, yeah. Arkansas, Texas.
I say Overland Park.
Here's one in Louisiana we could go to. Oh, in Minnesota. Maybe we should cram in this.
We should go to Minnesota.
We should cram in an appearance with this Minnesota one. Let's do that. Drive all the way to Minnesota on Saturday after blowing off Hoyt to go to Guitar Center. That's what we should do. Is that in text message important to them? Who is this to? Is it to your meeting? She's shaking her head no.
Is it to your boy?
No. Boy knows I'm doing a show.
Is it Fred or whatever his name was?
Trevor.
Frank?
Trevor.
Trevor.
No.
Trevor.
It was Malia.
I don't know who the fuck Malia is. I should, though, because I've heard her name like 100 times.
She usually comes over for Jersey Shore, but she's working tonight. And I told her that I'll see her Saturday because she's coming home with
me. You mean she didn't try to get out of work to get watch Jersey Shore like someone else did?
I didn't get out of work.
That's right, because I talked you into it. I had to threaten you.
That and I thought it'd be a lot busier than I was.
With violence. I didn't actually threaten her with violence.
Anyway,
I'm going to kick your ass.
Malia asked me to go costume shopping with her tomorrow, and I asked her what time.
Okay. Are we going to do
Halloween?
I still
don't know what I'm
going to
be for Halloween.
What are we?
Are you doing anything for Halloween? Are we doing anything?
I'm going to be 21 for Halloween, so I'll be doing stuff for Halloween.
Shots on people's stomachs.
I will be 21 after like... I'll be 21 for like 5 days.
We're going to have Halloween. A birthday show, right? For you?
Ish.
For you drink?
Ish.
Ish.
If I'm not out.
Well, you know you have a show to do, right? When is your birthday?
My birthday's on a Tuesday, so we could probably arrange that. I can do it Wednesday.
Okay.
I think. Let me check my schedule.
When's your birthday?
The 26th.
That's a Wednesday.
Damn. Okay, no, we can do a show and then I'll just go out later. And I'll probably go out Tuesday night anyway because it'll be midnight. And
so can we like drink on Wednesday so you get like ready and then you go out and drink more?
Actually, I don't know if I should because I work at 6. I get up at 6. Work at 7.
And I'll take that day off. Say it's your 21st birthday and you're going to get fucked up all day. I'll take that day off too and we'll just get fucked up all day. We'll just stay. We're going to do an 8-hour long broadcast where all we do is drink, and then you're going to go out and have fun, and I'm going to go barf and die.
I'll probably be barfing and dying before you do.
That's true, because I'm a beast.
No, I take that back. We will both barf and die at the same time.
Yeah, so then we'll cuddle in the backseat of a car.
And die from dehydration, and you'll probably just choke on your own barf.
We're machines!
We're a machine!
As long as you sneeze in vodka again, and it splatters all over your face. I'll be happy with
she
it.
She didn't sneeze. She laughed.
Am I
the only person who thinks we need to have another night where we had with Carmen, but this time we need to do it and torture Carmen? Am I the only person who thinks that that's like the best idea ever?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if she agreed with me or if she said yes, smiling my idea.
I like your idea.
Okay. Because I just feel like it would be funny to torment that poor girl. Yeah. Because like she's a funny drunk. And like now we know how she'll react when she's drunk.
I don't remember her being drunk.
she gets like out of it. She's like high.
She's like very.
So like we could totally like dress up as like monsters and scare her and shit. I feel like we could set up this elaborate light show and like randomly like the power goes out and like I'm in the bathroom and then like there's creaking that happens and I just come out and I was about to say I start raping her, but then that implies something different than what I meant. Although that would frighten her. I'm being raped by a bear! A hairless bear! There's no hair at all, and I can see him in the dark as he glows.
That would make him a ghost.
I'm being raped by a bear ghost! A ghost bear! And he smells like pancakes.
What the fuck?
Why does he smell like pancakes?
Because I rub pancake batter on my body to help simulate the ghost effect.
No.
Have you ever seen Diane Keaton movie where Ghost comes out of Whoopi Goldberg's ass?
You ruined that joke. And I don't like yours. I don't get that.
That was funny as shit.
Whatever.
I just made Ghost. Have you seen the movie Ghost?
I know Ghost.
Whoopi Goldberg.
I know.
And the movie.
Demi Moore. Patrick Swayze. Yes, I know the movie.
I said the movie and the ghost is going to come. Like the movie where the ghost comes out of Whoopi Goldberg's ass.
Yeah.
That's not what happens. But no. Chris didn't understand the reference because she's never heard of Ghost.
No, I've heard of Ghost.
I didn't understand the reference because I thought you were being literal.
Let's see what Chris says Ghost is about. Here we go.
What is Ghost about?
I don't know. There's a scene where Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore like all on this cloud.
All on a cloud?
In a cloud.
That's not even. I think I know what she's referring
to. Ghost cloud!
Of all the scenes, she remembers the end where she finally sees him going to heaven.
Yeah.
And she's. I'm surprised she doesn't remember the pottery scene. That's what everyone thinks of with Ghost is pottery.
I remember that scene where those two actors that Katrina just mentioned are in a cloud. Shut up. No one watches movies with me, and then Seth makes fun of me.
I know.
And he doesn't watch them with me.
We still need to watch in what the fuck?
Inception.
Thank you. I was gonna say Indecision. I'm like, what the
fuck
is that?
That's right. You've never seen Inception. This is bullpucky.
I know. We keep saying we're gonna do, it and then we never do.
Did you tell TJ about my Blu-ray player?
No.
You better tell him before I do, because tomorrow I'm gonna do nothing but sell him that Blu-ray player if you don't tell him.
Did you ask your parents?
No, I don't talk to them.
No to the Blu-ray player because he wants one with a surround sound.
Well, maybe he'll get to Best Buy. And he'll see that it's a better value to buy my top-of-the-line Blu-ray player.
Fuck that.
I'm just saying.
He won't.
Well, you should tell him at least that it exists.
I don't need to tell him. I know what the answer is.
Well, then I'm going to tell him all day.
You can tell him whatever the fuck you want to.
I'm going
to
just chew the shit
out of him.
You're
going to just talk to him anyway, because Chris and I aren't going to have fun. You two can complain about all this shitty pet. I don't want to be here. Fuck this. Fuck these girls.
Vagina, too, because it's kind of weird. Like, yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah. Exactly. Whatever. I mean, you two can go complain and talk shit or not, and
this is what I imagine you two will be like at the pumpkin festival.
You're into the geese or the clucking or the chickens. Yep.
Yep. Of course.
Here's me and TJ.
That one's actually accurate.
Careful,
like.
Bear.
And your chickens just keep going. Even after we're done complaining, you just go through it and keep going.
Yep.
So what car are we taking?
I'm walking across the street.
Oh, I didn't realize it was across the street.
You should just drive over here and then we'll just all walk.
I have to work late.
No, I'll walk all the way over here and then I'll walk across the street.
make TJ carry you. He's in the army. He's carried those big bags before. You can't be much more than those big bags.
Sure.
I just about made a comment about the boobs being big bags, and I decided that would either be insulting and or disturbing.
You just did.
Yes, but I thought against it. So
it doesn't. I don't know why. I don't know why you thought against it.
It's like I thought about raising.
Because you basically said the joke anyway, just out of context.
Yes, it's true. What makes it better that way? It's less offensive.
Sure. You'll right? Just keep thinking. Even though you flat out took a picture and goes, "This is Katrina's boobs."
I did.
Of the Johnny Depp shirt.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Someone emailed me.
No one cares. Is your phone really more important right now? Is your phone more important? Probably.
It is. It's work.
Are you having fun karate chopping?
I'm kind of bored now. I don't know what to talk about anymore. I'm out of stuff. Oh.
Oh, now you're both on your phone.
Chris, fill this time while me and Katrina do our phones.
Trevor and I miss community. I'm super bummed.
Oh, how sad. Some guy from community.
She has no idea what community is.
No. It's that show on NBC where they go to the community college, okay. And it's got, what's his face with the bald spot?
Joe McCann.
And apparently some guy named Donald Glover, who's going to be...
You don't even know who Donald Glover is?
The black dude.
No. Okay, yeah, that's right.
I told her.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, what about
show.
Him? What about him?
He's going to perform live at Lawrence on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
You want to go?
Yes.
I'll pay for your ticket if you come with us and help defuse the situation with Hoyt and her boyfriend. Girlfriend.
I can't. What time she might have a penis. What time are you guys going?
I don't know.
Basically all day.
I can't.
Why? What do you have to do?
I work in the morning and I've got my dad's fish fry tomorrow night.
Oh, fuck me. A fish fry? Tomorrow night or Saturday night?
Saturday night.
Okay. What is it with you and like tomorrow being the next day?
I think 2 days in advance because I already have, I have Saturday planned and then tomorrow I'll start planning Sunday and Saturday I'll start planning Monday.
What an exciting life you live.
Yeah.
I don't even have the next 10 minutes planned.
I do.
Okay, good. Then you won't have any trouble filling the show.
Exactly.
Okay, go for it.
So I have it planned. I didn't plan what I'm going to say. I just know what I'm doing in that time.
Laughing hysterically at my jokes was the plan, right?
No, because your jokes are never that funny.
Oh, how dare you?
I know.
So,
Chris, fill time.
No, I don't know.
We should have a segment on the show called, like, Chris Fills 30 Seconds.
And you know what's going to be? I don't know.
Here we go. Start right now. Go.
I don't like this segment. I refuse. I'm not doing anything in protest. About.
This is your chance to talk about anything you want.
I don't have any. I went to the school thingy. I teacher aid for first graders. Nothing funny happened today. No. Oh, I saw someone getting helicopter lifted to Mercy Hospital today. I don't know what happened, but it landed like right when I was going by. It was crazy.
That was good enough for me.
Yeah, I like that ending once you finally decided to talk.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, if she doesn't do fill 30 seconds, you have to make her do it again.
Yeah.
Just like you guys go quiet when I can't do it.
I love how now you no longer imitate a horse. You imitate yourself doing a horse.
That's because it's easier for me to do it to make fun of myself versus like doing it on the spot. Like, do it. Like, I can't do anything on the spot. It's like,
tell me to make an animal noise and I'll do it right now. Go.
Pig.
Turkey.
I can't do it as intensely.
That was not a turkey.
It sounded like a dove. It sounds like a cat. There. Oh, we'll take it.
That was my throat.
Really?
Yeah.
Shocker.
I really want to itch my balls again, but Katrina would look at me and she knows I'm doing it because like my hand's never down here. See, at work, my hand could be down here a lot. No one would ever know that I'm itching my balls.
But we all know.
Oh, you guys know.
Remind me not to touch either one of his hands.
You've touched him before. Oh. 90% of the time, they're on my dick.
I guess it's like any other man, boy, child.
It's true. Man, boy, child.
Man, boy, child.
Man, boy, child.
Well, no, I was thinking men, boys, and children do that.
Yeah.
That's why I said man, boy, child.
Yeah, every male touches his wing wang. We want to make sure it's safe.
Still there.
Want to make sure it's safe, happy, and it's still there. Yeah. It's true. Ask TJ. He'll tell you the same thing.
What if one day you just reach down and it's not?
I would fucking kill myself. I don't know. I'd panic. Like, where did I leave it last?
Say this thing, like, feeling all around. Like, where'd it go? Where'd it go? Oh, okay, there it is.
It's just over here on the side. I'm like, slap it.
Wake up.
Don't want it to wake up. That'd not be good. In jeans, that would be painful. I don't want that to happen. Might come out the hole.
That's like the wrong direction.
Just walking through work and it's just sticking out the hole. Hey, how's it going? Everything good with you? Oh, yeah, that's just my penis. It moved. No big deal. I just want to make sure it's still there, so. Say hi to little Willy Wonka. Why did I name it Willy Wonka?
I don't know. But I was about to ask, do you actually have a name for it?
No, I do not.
Does TJ have a name for it?
Mr. Magnificent.
No.
TJ's name for his penis is Mr. Why are they all Mr.?
I don't know.
Mr. Commander.
No, what was
it's
it?
Called the Negotiator.
Oh, baby. You should not be allowed to talk.
My penis is called Inception. The Dark Knight. What else could my penis be named?
I like the Dark Knight.
Movies? The Dark Knight. Prepare for the Dark Knight. Good. That's the little cape on. Bat ears.
What are bat ears?
It's bat ears on it because it's the Dark Knight. A little mask. It only needs one eye.
Oh, super inappropriate.
There's your bonus show material for you. So, I think that's what love is.
Bad ears.
Bad ears on your cock.
Dark Knight.
Yeah, exactly. So, someone should change the subject.
So,
I got tired all of a sudden.
I'm sorry.
What are you going to do? You can't be tired for Jersey Shore.
I'll wake up by Jersey Shore.
Are you going home to watch Jersey Shore? Do you guys make, like, New Jersey foods and
are you gonna
wear ill-fitting clothes?
And like Snookies?
No. Either I'm going to stay what I'm wearing in now, or I'm gonna I'm going to change into my PJs.
Gotcha. Got to prepare for the situation. Right.
Yeah.
And Pauly D. And that one bitch who's orange. Not Snooki, the other orange one.
J-Wow.
There you go. Sham-Wow.
Sammy.
Sham-Wow.
I mean, I like all their names, but isn't Sham-Wow just a little...
There isn't one called Sham-Wow.
Shouldn't she change her name to not be Sham-Wow?
Her name is J-Wow.
But anything wow, isn't that like bring up combination of Sham-Wow? Has anyone ever made the Sham-Wow joke on that show?
No.
I bet they do in real life.
No.
They're probably too
could I beat up? Could I beat up one of the... Could I beat up the situation?
Yes.
Awesome. That makes me feel good. Thank you, Katrina, for lying to me.
Sure.
You're welcome. Wake up, Katrina.
I'm awake.
No, you look like you're sleeping.
I'm awake.
You look like you're sleeping.
My eyes are open, dumbass. I'm
gonna throw something at you to wake you up. And
she does get
you.
To annoy you.
What can I throw?
We do have like 2 minutes left on the show, so Chris, you could annoy her all you want in this 2 minutes.
Yay!
Oh, I found a pen. That hit like her boob.
Ricocheted.
You hit the Dark Knights.
More like
you hit you hit Batman and begin.
You should play the Nyan Cat because that really annoys Katrina.
I was afraid you were gonna say that.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't gonna remind you.
No. Bad Katrina.
I don't want to go deaf in my
room. I just turned it up really loud on the monitor.
That's fine, I just didn't want to go deaf in my eardrum. Quit throwing pins!
I'm allowed to annoy you!
Yeah, but nah, you don't be abusive.
This is how she annoys you, by hurting you. You have a pin stuck between your shoulder and your chair.
What is
he talking about?
Oh, that's your headphone?
My headphone.
God damn.
I was like, what the
fuck? He is a retard.
I hardly play that anymore. Oh, Katrina.
Seth.
Hello, hiya!
When are we gonna never mind.
What are we
good.
When are we gonna have our love child?
Already ready for this? We're supposed to get drunk and have a night that we don't remember, and then you wake up and you're like, Templeton. So I imagine exactly it happening.
Templeton.
You gotta say it in a deep voice like that.
Templeton. That was not deep.
Yeah, that was good enough. I mean, she's a girl. It's not like she'd be like,
Templeton.
That sounded like you were constipated.
Yes, because that's what I sound like.
Excuse me, I gotta go take a Templeton. Maybe that'd be the name of my piece. Templeton.
Oh, God.
Templeton, the love device. Is that an important text?
Mm-hmm.
We're done with the show if you want to be done with it. No? She's not done, but she's texting.
No, I'm done.
Okay. You had to wait to finish the text before you could actually...
No, I need to focus on saying hello, hiya. Goodbye.
This is life.
Bye.